Let's head over to the KRDO Newsline now. We're joined by ABC News correspondent Tom Rivers as another nation in the Indo-Pacific region now joining in, making a surprise visit to Kyiv and showing support for Ukraine. Good morning, Tom, and let's talk a little bit about some of these kind of building sides.
Yeah, kind of the last G7 member leader to get to Kyiv. We have Prime Minister Kushida. He popped in at the same time that President Xi was meeting with Putin in Moscow, about 500 miles away. So yes, a typical trip by a Western leader. All eyes really going to be on the G7 in May, which is hosted by Japan this time, and a speculation that Zelensky may in fact show up there. So we'll have to wait and see on that one.
Yeah, and when it comes to these kind of growing kind of shows of support, is this maybe indicating maybe some further, indications that this conflict really isn't going anywhere anytime soon?
Well, it's carrying on. Again, the Russians and the Chinese leaders were talking about a peace plan. Today, reaction from people like Lavrov saying we expected the U.S. to reject it, but they say eventually they may come around. But yes, this conflict is not going to be solved anytime soon.
And when you're talking about the projection of essential power that Xi and Putin are trying to accomplish, I mean, it certainly seems like they are presenting it as a bloc that is formidable for the West to take on.
Well, again, they're saying, Mo, they're working closer together because of the policy primarily of the Biden administration. You kind of get what you get. And they're saying, no, we're not going to live in a unipolar world. We're going to have a multipolar world where if we can't trade with you, we'll trade with somebody else. So they'll trade with China. They'll trade with India. They'll trade with South Africa. So, yes, this is diminishing, if you will, U.S.'s role in the world.
Mm. All right. Well, I wish we had more time, but I know you're on a tight time schedule. Tom Rivers, always a pleasure to talk to you about this latest, basically two high-level talks taking place worldwide today.
Take care.